Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Brought to you by TurboTax Tips. If you've ever wondered what's fact or fiction when it comes to taxes, TurboTax Tips can help. With expert tips in 5 minutes or less, it's quick and easy to learn how to maximize your tax refund. Just search TurboTax Tips wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's what happened on March 24th. Today marks the 32 years since the massive oil tanker Exxon Valdez ran aground, spilling 11 million gallons of oil into Alaska's Prince William Sound. The Valdez was the largest oil spill in U.S. history until 2010, when an explosion on BP's Deepwater Horizon oil rig sent 200 million gallons of crude oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico over an 87-day stretch. Surprising fact? Investigators found that the Valdez's captain was drinking at the time of the accident and had delegated steering the ship to an unqualified junior officer. Although the captain was convicted of misdemeanor negligence and ordered to pay $50,000 and perform community service, his sentence was later overturned thanks to a federal statute granting freedom from prosecution to those who report an oil spill. Also on this day in history, in 1603, England's Queen Elizabeth I died after 44 years on the throne. And in 1958, Elvis Presley was inducted into the U.S. Army. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.